proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. I'm your host, Aaron Broughton. Some of you may know that IBJM publishes a quarterly magazine called The Everlasting Nation. This publication was started by IBJM's founder, Dr. Jacob Gardenhaus, and carries his passion to present the gospel to the Jew first as well as to the Gentile. If you do not receive the Everlasting Nation magazine, please contact IBJM to subscribe or receive a sample copy. Recently, the magazine dealt with the topic of A New Day in Jewish Missions. While recent times have been difficult, I believe there is much to rejoice about with new opportunities before us. With this in mind, I want to share with you a silver lining for a new day. I trust this will be a blessing to you. Have you ever read instructions for a project only to think you have a better way to do it? Usually this plan backfires. God gave us instructions for life found in the scriptures, but too often we create better ways for ourselves only to make life more difficult. Israel was guilty of creating a better way when they desired a king to rule over them. God's plan for Israel was a theocracy. He was their king. Yet God graciously allowed Israel to have a king by selecting Saul from the tribe of Benjamin. Samuel, the last of Israel's judges, addressed the people one final time during the inauguration of King Saul. He reminded them of God's grace and faithfulness during the Exodus as well as the times of the judges. In response to Israel's disobedience, God disciplined and delivered his people. But why does Samuel give this history lesson? The reason is that Israel was transitioning to a monarchy. It was a new day, but with ominous clouds. At this pivotal moment, the prophet gave a stirring lesson. In new beginnings, remember the works of God. Then Samuel gave a simple but familiar command. If the people would follow the Lord, they would be blessed. If they disobey the Lord, they would be punished. Moses gave a similar command back in Deuteronomy chapter 28, but Israel often needed this reminder. To demonstrate the seriousness of this command, Samuel called upon the Lord to bring thunder and rain during the wheat harvest in the months of May and June. The timing of this was unusual, as Israel's rainy season had ended a few months before. Even more so was that the wheat harvest was one of Israel's seven feasts, the Feast of Weeks, or Pentecost. God answered the prophet's prayer as God's judgment was revealed. This proved effective as the people cried for mercy. In a greater way, God's grace would be revealed on the same feast centuries later on the day of Pentecost in Acts chapter 2. Unfortunately for Israel, the damage was already done. By desiring a king to lead them instead of God, they sinned greatly by seeking the Canaanite model. They failed in obeying God during the time of the judges. Why would having a king be any better? God gave them what they wanted, but he would use this sin in his plan of redemption. It was a silver lining for a new day. While Saul would fail, God would call David to establish an everlasting kingdom. In this, God would give the king who the people needed. Jesus, the son of David, would pay for the sins of mankind and will rule as the ultimate King of Kings and Lord of Lords. This should cause us to rejoice in the ways of God. Samuel called Israel to simply fear the Lord and serve him in truth with all their hearts. This lesson is not just for the children of Israel, but for us today as we await the coming king. This challenge is pertinent for the day at hand. We need people like Samuel to remind us of the word of God and the importance of obedience. Mankind will fail us. Therefore, we must place ourselves under the mighty hand of God. This is the prophet's clear call. Only fear the Lord and serve him in truth with all our hearts. Now, I want to thank you for tuning in today. One more thing I'd like to share with you before we leave is IBJM's annual four-day focus on Jewish missions, which is held in June of each year. This program will help equip you to reach your Jewish neighbor with the gospel of the Messiah. Find out more about the four-day focus at ibjm.org. And now, as we close this program, let's remember the words of Psalm 122:6, Sha'alu Shalom Yerushalayim. Let us pray for the peace of Jerusalem. You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, our radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, contact us at 423-876-8150, or you may go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.